B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the rap party.
Hey! You said that with so much passion.
Thank you. I felt passion radiating from my body.
Yeah.
Whew, it's getting hot.
What's up, everyone? This is where we break down what happened for the week last week.
Yeah.
So even though it's Monday, we're not going to talk about what happened over the weekend. We're going to talk about what happened last week. Now, on this Friday, when we actually release the rap party on time, we'll talk about Lorraine's party with the au pair.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we have to recap last week and the big things that happened last week, which...
I thought I was behind the scenes.
Before we get into it, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to go there either.
Well, no, no.
So
we try and get the rap party up every Friday. We walked around the station like nomads trying to find a studio to podcast out of, and we couldn't.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry. Did I make it seem like we just didn't do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I want to let you know that like the three of us went to different studios. We were kicked out by Power. We were kicked out by SOC.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. No, we were really busy Friday. We didn't leave the radio station until late.
But we couldn't find a studio. We tried.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. That's all.
You know, I didn't mean for it to come out that way. I apologize.
Well, moving on.
You know what we sound like? Like an angry couple, then like I'm overcompensating. Over-apologizing.
I'm ready to move on.
Okay. Are you ready, Lauren?
Yeah.
Roy?
I've been.
I'm just saying we couldn't find... I'm just kidding. Go ahead and move on.
Okay, we're all ready. The last week started with Manny, you became a weatherman.
That was already a week ago. It's so crazy. I saw it was National Weather Person's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And
stay woke.
So I was woke, yep. And I reached out to our buddy over at Fox 46 in the morning, Nick Hoser. And I didn't think it was going to be as easy as it was for the whole thing to come together, because it never is on the show. You guys can attest to that. Like, we'll get, like, if you need to get five things done, we'll get four and a half. And then all of a sudden, that half a thing is keeping us from, you know, doing what the segment we wanted to do or whatever. But I went over there, man. They let me in, they were very nice. Nick Koser handed me the clicker. I got to stand in front of the green screen, and it was so easy. It almost threw me for a loop.
My favorite part is when they just cut you to fade to black because you were taking up too much time.
There were so many good parts about it. When you came out with the donuts in the very beginning, you also came out with a cup, which happened to be empty, but you said there was coffee in it, and you were kind of being all willy-nilly with it.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell there was nothing in the cup.
And Paige, who is on the morning show, just literally, like, flipped it over, like, thanks for the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, at least actors in movies, like, pretend it's heavy.
There was a box of coffee that was sitting on Nick's desk. I didn't bring the box of coffee on. I was bringing a prop.
You didn't even need to bring the cup on. You should have just brought the donuts.
It was more about me getting in front of the green screen, Lorraine. I didn't even think about the cup, really. I needed you there to produce it.
I know.
Instead, I had your brother.
Who wasn't producing, clearly.
Vin was trying to pitch a job. So, yes, and then I got the clicker, and...
Tell me about the clicker. Is it just one button that goes to the next and it's all preloaded, or
it's kind of like a Roku clicker?
Okay.
And it has he just says if you move the button, that the fast forward button, it moves to the next thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no kidding, it was awesome.
Nothing else.
It was that easy.
Okay.
So but of course I only clicked it once, and then I started talking, and then I clicked it again, and I was out of time. But I'll tell you what, the other thing that was pretty interesting too was that later on in the week, they were talking about how the All-Star game is going to be here in Charlotte, and they said that the story came up that Michael Jordan wanted to be a weather person.
Oh, he's still in your bit.
Mm-hmm. They put it out there that he could come on and use the clicker.
What? That was your thing?
Asked to do it.
He tweeted me. Nick Koser tweeted me and said, trendsetter. I was like, what about on TV? Being like, hey, Manny already did that, MJ. Find something else. You know.
Yeah, because MJ can't copy you.
Yeah.
No.
And it was also
he doesn't walk around wearing Manies.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, we all wear Jordans.
And I also love, and we never talked about this on the radio, primarily because, you know, we're not making fun of, but they misspelled satellite while you were on TV. So, like, if you were watching it, at the top it said satellite radar, and it was misspelled.
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, go back and look at the photo. Satellite is definitely incorrect.
Oh, I blame that on Manny then.
Right. I'm sure you did something.
I didn't spell it.
Thanks, Manny.
I didn't spell
Thanks,
it.
Manny. Yeah.
But it was fun. It was actually kind of cool to live out, do two things. One, I let Nick sit down for a minute, and we celebrated him being a great weather person here in Charlotte. And two, it was one of my dreams, was to be in front of the green screen. I always thought that was so cool.
No, that was really cool. You got to do that.
And I love hearing him screaming at you going, no, no, that's incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole video. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Stuff is available at kiss95.1.com.
Meanie called a cold front something out. A low pressure system, a cold front,
yeah, it was a
and
disaster.
It was a whole thing.
So that was fun.
And that's how the week started.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we did wax strip trivia. Which
yes. How'd you feel about that? You got your neck waxed.
Yeah, I actually was feeling it this morning, and I feel like I have scars.
I have little, like my hair's starting to grow back now.
I have two ingrown hairs now.
On my chest. My chest hair was waxed.
Roy, how you feel?
I kind of feel like I can't tell if this is a bump from it or if there's still oil in my head.
I feel, hold on. Let you feel.
Loren feeling Nicole's neck right now.
Yeah.
Are there bumps?
Well, yeah.
That's from the hair.
Yeah, your hair's growing back is the thing. And typically when your hair grows, it doesn't grow from the root. You just cut it at the skin, but now that's growing from the root again.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what's happening?
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, I was showering and like scrubbing the back of my neck thinking there was still oil back there.
They did your toes.
Yes.
Did that hurt?
It did. And so they did my neck, and then my body said, oh, I can't process that anymore. Let me just.
So your neck hurt pain. Worse than your toes, or your toes hurt worse than your neck?
Yes, neck hurt way worse than my toes. But it's so funny on like how that toe pain went away.
Yeah. What about you, Loren? What hurt most?
Probably the nose.
The nose,
100%. That's insane. You're a crazy person.
Oh.
Yeah, they ripped her back hair, and she didn't even, she was like, is it done?
You.
Yeah, I was like, is that it?
Good.
But no, the nose was, it hurt. It was strange, and now it's weird to blow my nose. I don't know. Like,
oh, really? Because there's nobody in there to block you.
Well, my nose leaks you're getting a lot more
the boogers
now.
Are getting a clear ride out.
Yeah.
But that's also why we have nose hairs. It's supposed to be a filter.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah, and now I don't have that, so my nose is leaky.
All the toxins are going right through your nose. What about you, Nick? Was it your neck?
Yeah, that's the only thing I got done. And I'll never get it done again.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
No.
If you look at the video, Nicole yells, ow, and then she goes, what?
No, to be honest, like, I'm really glad I didn't cuss. That was such a...
Yeah, we're always really glad you don't cuss.
Yeah.
Because, you know... There's always a good chance that you would on the radio.
And it was funny, too, because I was listening back to it, and it was really funny to hear our reactions, and you guys can go listen to it on the podcast, or you can go watch it, too, at the MRL show and on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, the MRL show. But none of us got any of the questions right, and quite honestly, they were impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we picked the world's difficult question just to get waxed.
Although Emily Beth in sales said that she was listening, and she knew the answers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She knew the answer to my question. Yeah, she said she knew a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I like how our sales rep, Alexa, got her lip waxed. I wonder how she's doing.
I don't know.
That was going on like in the corner. There was like a random waxing happening out here.
Sideshow wax. Yeah. I'll just get my lip done. Is it too much? Can I do my Brazilian while you guys do the dirty? Is that okay?
There's like random other waxings going on.
Funny. Yeah, that was good, man. Wax your trivia. We'll definitely have to bring that back. We were going to bring back either that or the taser. Which one would you guys want back?
Well, according to our bosses, probably the taser.
Yeah.
No, it's not a fan. Pain-wise,
you know what? I'd like a
pain-wise.
A second chance at the waxing. I think we can make it better.
I'm sad. I the tasing is less painful.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
What else happened last week?
Well, as if the week stopped there, then you talked about, which at this point it was like 2 weeks ago that you went to the wedding.
Yeah. I went to my aunt's wedding in Pittsburgh, and my family cray.
There was more to it than that, if I remember.
Yeah. Well, I look like the bad one for once. But it was a dry wedding, which was so strange to me. So my brother, myself, and my cousin tried to sneak in alcohol, and we got caught. And I got pulled into this back office by the what do you call the, not the sommelier, the maitre d'.
Mm-hmm. And what the hell's a sommelier?
Wine expert. I don't even know what a maitre d' is.
Is that somebody from Somalia?
No.
No, but I thought it when I heard it for the first time.
It's a wine expert.
A sommelier is a wine expert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but they're actually called Americans in Somalia. Very strange.
That's so strange. You mean a sommelier wasn't the pirate that jumped on Tom Hanks's ship?
Yeah, I know.
Captain, we have a couple sommeliers joining us. Oh, wonderful. We expect a fantastic dinner.
No, Captain. They got machine guns. Well, I mean, it's, you know, they're probably going to open the bottle of the wines in a fun way.
Yeah. But no, I did get in trouble and got pulled into an office, and I thought I was being kicked out. But they were basically saying, like, hey, you can't bring outside alcohol in. So if you want alcohol, we're going to have to open the bar for you. And there was nobody else in the restaurant. So then we had to get drinks that looked like what everybody else was drinking and sneak them back into
like
the
rum and cokes.
Yeah, we were. It was secret squirrel shit, like all the way around.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a rap party podcast. Make sure you guys listen.
That's a wrap.
All week long at 7 a.m. We are playing some fun games called 5 Seconds to Cash, where you got $100 if you can name that song weekday mornings at 7. And then we also play at noon and 4. Yeah.
That's a rap party podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.